So it's again me. I hope that I'm not starting to bore. So that's about the auto deployment considerations. Next slide, please. So there are tons of issues which are actually going beyond the auto protocol. So we have the auto protocol specification, which says how do you talk to a server, how do you ask for information, what information do you get back. But there's a number of general use cases which are discussed in some places. Okay, what do you do if you use this for file sharing, video streaming, what for CDNs, and so on. For instance, a number of varying applications of the auto protocol discussed also somewhere, like when to use map or ranking service, for instance. This might depend on the application, or also on your, let's say, privacy, or at least felt privacy. The limits of map-based approaches, but of course limits also of other approaches, and how, for instance, how to use the provision bandwidth option you actually have. And this will cause that different use cases will actually need different settings in the server, or at least in the deployment considerations, how you operate the server. For instance, for file sharing, you want to have the closest peer with the content. For video streaming, it may be saying, well, I'm also interested in peers that are close to me, but discard all peers which have below 512 kilobit per second, because they won't make it anyway good for my video, and so on. Next slide, please. So the goal of the deployment draft is actually to have a single place to document those deployment issues and not to let them hang around in some other documents, or maybe they have been raised on the main list, maybe they're forgotten, maybe they're in some appendix of some drafts, but they never show up again. Document this in the draft, document also operational aspects, and probably this document could be also a starter for latecomers. So imagine somebody's joining the Alto Working Group right now, so yeah, would have to go through all the mailing lists and so on, maybe has a document where you can see, okay, that's a document, that's a deployment scenario. If you want to know how it really works, go to the auto protocol specification. Next slide, please. So the current structure has been changed from the last time. In the earlier versions, we had just like auto usage, that's it. And I think Rich noted that we should probably better structure this to say, okay, for peer-to-peer, you do it that way. For CDN, you do it that way, and that we did this time. There's a section about one thing, it's like cascading auto servers, which we want to discuss with the working group, but we will do this on the mailing list, where you can imagine that some local university has its own auto server deployed, but it actually has to rely on an auto server, which also deployed in the ISP on the upstream. And there's now a new section, which is like known limitations of auto. One is limitations of map-based approaches. The other one is limitations of non-map-based approaches and general challenges. There's like an informational API description, or will be, between the auto client and actually the application, so that application developers actually can figure out what type of information I have to dump into the auto client and what type of information I get back from the auto client and I can work with. And some security considerations, which I believe should be go away with time and maybe go into the deployments, in the protocol draft or somewhere else where they're more appropriate. Next slide. So, for instance, some highlight, like, okay, what's written there? In the general section, it's load on the server. So, for instance, if you use a map-based approach, you have a rather low load on the server, given that the maps are stable for a long time. If they're not stable for a long time, you have to retrieve them more often, causing more load on the server. You have the non-map-based approaches have a comparable high load on the server, because for each IP address, you have to ask the server, maybe not exactly for each, but maybe a set of 100 of them, but you have to ask them quite often. Then locating the auto client on the tracker means you have a rather low number of auto clients querying. If the auto client is on the peers, you have a rather high load on the auto server, maybe depending on what you're using, because there are a number of peers actually asking. And deciding for one way or the other may be not that easy, because it may depend on the peer-to-peer protocol you have, on your scenario, and so on. And this draft should actually discuss this without, let's say, saying, well, map-based is the best, or this is the best, but to say, okay, if you have that situation, map-based might be the best. If you have that situation, non-map-based might be the best. Next one, please. So one issue is, for instance, that the main assumption is for map-based approaches that the information provided in these maps is stable for rather long times. But there are some people in this that said, well, there may be ISP that reallocate those subnets from time to time. Some may do this very quickly and on very short notice. And then you have to run into some problems probably there. Okay, next slide, please. So this is like right now a working document waiting for the input of the working group. We're updating and keep running the document. then the draft is seen as a supplemental to the outer protocol. And now the final question is, shall this become a working group item? Do the people feel that's useful to have a common place to document all this, or is it just that people say that's just another document nobody will read in the end?
Rich Halimi. I would support it being a working group item, but it seems like it's almost turning into a dumping ground for everything that is not Aalto protocol. So, for example, it's integrating things, the suggesting things that you put in there are things like a client API, or how the client API might look like, how clients might use it, how it might be used, and some of the other things are operational. Where do you put Aalto servers, right? In some sense, a lot of these are logically separate, so it may be useful to decompose that, even this, into separate drafts. So, for example, considerations for how you use it from a client point of view, considerations for how an ISP might deploy this. Those are two logically different things, right?
Right, but this would, let's say, increase the number of documents again. I can see that, for instance, the API, that's something which is not fully in scope of that. And I also would say we kind of remove this. But, for instance, like the operational aspects, they're typically, you need to distinguish between the ISP and the clients, but in some case they go hand by hand. So they're not independent of what they do. So that, I think, would be good to document in one case. But I have to agree, this is not an easy problem.
Right. So from the client point of view, maybe this isn't germane to your to the draft, but from a client point of view, what I would like is to not worry about how the Aalto server has it deployed, unless I have a very particular scenario like a CDN. If I'm a P2P client, I should be able to work on almost any ISP out there, right? In that sense, they should be logically separate. But I think I do agree that there are scenarios where they do go together.
Thank you.